great love and some risk, a lovely principle of making these retreats available to as many people as possible, regularly throughout the year, and offering them completely on this wonderful donation basis. And the lovely quality about offering in that way is that all manner of people are able, and some of you know well, to actually be here. And it isn't being determined in any way by your income, a salary, by those kind of costs. And though in many areas, and many of you have been to many workshops, you've attended many courses, you've sometimes paid for retreats in various traditions, etc. And the usual principle, as we know, is that it's a kind of view of exchange, that the person, the organization, whoever it is, says, well, this is our charge, this is our cost, this is the daily rate, this is what it would cost for a residential program, and in receiving of that payment, in return, you receive whatever course or teachings or program or whatever. The tradition, and to its great credit in the Buddhist tradition, has and does continue to endeavor to explore in a different way. So instead of an exchange, in that way, this costs for this. The view is taken that the teachings themselves are genuinely priceless. There's a long tradition of them. And the teachers and Tovana, as the organizational network and committee, are saying, let's make the teachings available. And instead of a payment system, let's take the step as an act of trust and love that through the act of the giving, which is called dana, D-A-N-A, the costs will be covered. Not only for the time that we are all here, but numerous ongoing costs which take place before we have the retreat together and after. And Iran, who's been connected, of course, with Tovana since the very, very early days, was telling me just before that in a year, in donations, because charges are not being made for the program, more than 500,000 shekels is coming to Amata to help cover the ongoing costs through the year. And I think it's a remarkable expression of kindness and love and support. And it's a real, in a way, mutual act of love and trust that it will work out. Sometimes, and I know from this in other places, it works out with a few extra mantras, but it seems to work out there. And I know for myself, speaking, I've been living totally on the dana, on donations, for 40 years, most of my adult life, initially the first few years as a monk. And the understanding is in the monastic life, when I was in Thailand and India, that support is given for what is referred to as the four requisites: food, clothing, shelter, and medicine. These are the four requisites. And here, the support which you give, actually, as a dana, is very, very similar. That the kibbutz here, we came here, must be 3 years, I think, 3 years ago. And naturally enough, it was an act of trust and faith, because the good kibbutz didn't know too much about us. and may have thought that the whole place is going to be covered with Buddha images and Tibetan prayer flags and people in strange clothing, which is true, of course, and much else besides. And so it was a real act of trust. They gave us this wonderful facility. I remember walking in here 3 years ago, and believe me, it's been completely transformed, this hall here, and flowers in the gardens and the rooms, and much work and much kindness and support. And I had a meeting a couple of years ago, with some of the seniors in the kibbutz there, because naturally they've been here for years, you know, for half a century they've been here, and they wanted to know, well, what's going on? What are these strange, weird people doing, walking so slowly around, etc.? And just in talking and explaining there and talking with them, and with the great help of Hava and others, that we've settled in. There's a lovely program running through pretty well every month, I would say, of the year there. And in the acts of kindness and generosity and giving, it helps to cover the costs here. And also, in a very real and practical way, it really helps to ensure that we can do the program again. It really just relies on people's, your support, each time, to cover the costs here, the outer going costs, and also that serves as the foundation and basis that with confidence and trust we can do it again. And it really runs on those lines. And it isn't easy. In the old world of the East, there used to be, and still is in some places, the tradition of patrons. In the time of the Buddha, there was Ananda Pindika, and he was an extremely wealthy businessman, and running on the same principles that we are running on here, he would say, look, if there's any shortfall, if there any extra is needed, please approach me and I'll make up the difference. Do you know anybody? Anybody in the hall here? Do you have any rich mamas and papas? You know, whatever, etc. Tovana hasn't found this person. We are looking. And therefore, we really do rely totally, with no huge patrons, on the kindness and the generosity and the support of each person. And it's very much in the area of our practice, that the act of giving, just as life is given to us, the act of giving and sharing and supporting is, for all of us, part of our practice in a whole variety of ways. And when we just give a little reflection to the costs, I mean, there's the food, of course, and all the insuring and the bringing of the food here. There's the renting of the facility. And so for each person that comes here, Tovana gives towards the kibbutz for our stay, and they have been extremely kind and supportive for that. There's all the material things that are needed. And so after the visit last year, when people sitting at the back were wondering if they needed deaf aids, that some extra things were bought. And this is ongoing costs, etc. There's also my travel expense. And unfortunately, British Railways, yes, and British Airways that don't understand the principle of dana. I can't imagine. So from the time I leave home, the train up to London and to Heathrow, then the flight to Tel Aviv and back, all of that is all those travel expenses, as well as for the teachers who are within Israel, is also covered by the dana, it's covered by the costs there. So in a few minutes, one of the managers will speak to you a little bit for a few minutes about how it works in the practical way. And the second aspect, we have the traditionalist refers to it as the begging bowl, and rather appropriate concept. And so one of the begging bowls, which is basically begging for your kindness, but one of the begging bowls is to cover all the total costs, both within the retreat program itself to make it happen, as I mentioned, but all those varying costs which take place out of retreats there in helping to set them up. And you know, there's the websites and the flyers and the leaflets and the information and many, many other things. And all that's part of the body, really, of the event. And then there's another bowl, equally as important, and this is the begging bowl for the teachers there. And I'd just like to take a couple of minutes with regard to this. So, for us in the role of the teachers, that the period of time, of course, of offering service there, and the easier way would be, as is the conventional way, that people who go on a program, they go to a workshop, residential or non-residential, and then the teacher, she or he, has her or his stipend. This is what my charge is, or this is what my hourly rate is, or this is what my charge per day is. And I think it's fine for those who work this way, but some people could be excluded because they simply cannot afford to pay for that workshop or that therapy or that training program or whatever. So by the teachers, as with Tovana as well, saying, look, the teachings are offered and shared. If you can, if you would give support to us as teachers through the act of kindness and generosity, then of course it's very, very welcome. And with that, for us as the teachers, there's not only what takes place within the context of the retreat, of course, but also an increasing and growing amount of work that goes on outside of it. And all of that is part of the service to the Sangha, to the men and women of the Dharma, of practice. And just to give a little bit of my own case here, you know, with the emails, you have the two dreaded boxes. One is called the inbox, and the other is called the sent box. And at the end of every year, I put the sent box, all the content to that, into another folder called Sent 2008. Last year, to the Sangha, because I don't know anybody else, I include my daughter, of course, and all of this, but to the Sangha, I replied to 3,180 emails on everything you can imagine and lots of things you wouldn't want to imagine. Yeah. And despite having seven websites, which I thought, well, this will answer every possible question that anybody could ever ask me. I just say, look, it's on this website, it's on that website. And in many cases, it does help, both sometimes with Dharma, with organization, with programs, with who's doing what, where, and when. But many other things, it has to be that direct reply. All of that is possible, made possible, plus the running of the websites and all that's required, the whole team of people, because people who come and retreat, and only people who come and retreat, say, these workshops, these retreats, the Dharma and the Sangha really is worth supporting. And that enables us and allows us, when the events are over, to get on with a lot of other work. And I know it's the same with the classes and the groups and the teachings that are being offered here by the other teachers here in Israel. It grows every year. And in a way, in a rather lovely and beautiful way, everybody helps each other. And with that, new programs are starting up every year through Tovana. And it's really a wonderful amuta. And as the Buddha commented, he said, of all the ways to give, and all the things that we can give to, many, many, He said, of course, I mean, he would say this, wouldn't he? He said, giving to support men and women of practice in waking up, in opening up of the heart, in the development of love and compassion, this is the best giving. Because this giving, he says, generates itself not only for the person, but really, really benefits many, many others as well. And therefore, this kind of giving to men and women of practice, he says, is the best of giving, because it's so widespread through our society and much further afield there. So you will see when you leave the hall, there is one bowl there to give support for the whole program, and hopefully we'll cover all the costs, and we'll let you know in the morning how all of that is going, and if we have to resort to mantras, and apologies, and the other aspect as well, the second of the begging bowls, which help to give support to the teachers and helps in the various programs and work that goes on outside of the retreat, and helps to keep all of that flowing along with you there. So, Renny's going to say a couple of words. Yeah, please come.
I wanted to say a few words about.
You can say in Hebrew if it's easier.
Yeah. רציתי לומר כמה מילים מהלב על מה זה דנה.
The good man at the back. Or close to the mouth, either.
רציתי להגיד מהלב כמה מילים על מה זה דנה בשבילי. דנה הייתה בשבילי הצטרפות לתרבות מסוג אחר. לתרבות שבה חיים לפי אהבה שאינה תלויה בדבר. לחיות חיי אהבה בלתי תלויה, חיי חופש. חיים שבהם אני יכולה לתת את מה שאני יכולה, את מה שאני יודעת, כמיטב יכולתי, מתוך חופש, חופש מוחלט, שכל אחד יכול אז לבוא, ואין קשר של תלות בין שני הצדדים, אלא יש התקיימות בתוך מרחב משותף שמתקיים בלי מדידה, בלי תנאי. זו תרבות שבה הלב פתוח לממש גם בצורה פשוטה של חומר את המשמעות של אמון בבני אדם. אמון שטוב הלב לא ינוצל לרעה. אמון שכל הצדדים ביושר יקיימו את הדבר הזה של גם פרנסה צריך, כולנו מקיימים, אני מקיימת משפחה. ויחד עם זה רוצים לחיות חיים שבהם לא ייתכן שדברים ניתנים ואנשים לא יכולים לבוא לקבל אותם רק מפני נסיבות חיים מסוימות כאלה או אחרות. כדי לא להיות תלויים בנסיבות החיים האלה, כדי לאפשר לנו חברה של ערבות הדדית, שבה כל אחד באמת יכול לאפשר גם לאנשים אחרים שלא יכולים, התרבות הזאת מתממשת. אז אני מזמינה אתכם להצטרף להרפתקה הזאת, להתנסות בה. מה זה אומר להיות חלק ממנה? כי נדיבות, דבר אחד, כשעושים תנועה מהלב ובנדיבות ובכנות, כמידת האפשר, לא עם מאמץ גדול מדי, פשוט כמידת הלב הרוצה יד על הלב גם אם היכול. דבר אחד מובטח כשפועלים בצורה כזאת. מיד אחרי שעושים פעולה, שזה הכוח שבבסיסה, מרגישים מיד יותר שקט, יותר שלום, יותר מרחב. והשלום הזה, השקט הזה, המרחב הזה, שווה להתנסות בו. יש משפט שאני מאוד אוהבת שאומר שנדיבות היא התפילה היחידה הנחוצה.
Thank you.